Buyers will pay more, research has shown, if owners repaint, upgrade appliances, professionally stage, and clean the home prior to the time they put them on the market. For an updated market report for your home, all you have to do is call the Real Estate Source, the Goodson Group, 551-0225, or email me personally, BoGoodson@charter.net.
Noble here with Dixie Electric Plumbing and Air. Get your spring cleaning done with specials on AC tune-ups, electrical safety inspections, and drain camera inspections. Visit calldixie.com today.
Call Dixie and it's done.
License number 15033.
Well, I'm here with Miss Dot at the Eastbrook Flea Market and Antique Mall. Well, Dot, spring is here.
We're heading into spring, and I'm so glad. We've got some furniture coming in, some spring and summer furniture. It's not coming in too fast, but it's beginning to trickle in. You know, we're just busy is all I can say, and I'm thankful for that.
It looks to me like you have a lot of items for outside.
We do. We've got the wrought iron furniture, patio things, and booth 70 in the window had a swing, and it was just beautiful. I expect he'll have another one too.
You know, there are a lot of treasures in Eastbrook Flea Market and Antique Mall to be found.
Yes, if you don't see it here, you didn't need it anyway.
All right, give us those hours of operation.
Monday through Friday is 10 until 6, Saturday 9 until 6, and Sunday 12:30 to 4:30.
That's the Eastbrook Flea Market and Antique Mall, 425 Coliseum Boulevard.
What happened to your truck?
Honey, we hydroplaned on the bridge yesterday, spun out of control and hit the guardrails. Thought I was gonna die.
Well, you better take it over to Price Paint and Body at their new location in Millbrook.
You mean take it to Brad Price over at Price Paint and Body in Wetumpka, don't you?
No, hon. Take it to their new location in Millbrook. It's closer to you. Them people done opened up a third location in Millbrook. They do the same great job that Brad and Peyton do over in Wetumpka and Tallahassee, but this one's closer to you in Millbrook.
You know I see them prices every Sunday after church eating lunch. You can't fill them up, but I'm glad they have a location in Millbrook now. Thought it was only in Wetumpka and Tallahassee.
Well, you'll love it when they finish. Them prices sure know how to fix a wrecked vehicle. Just look how they fixed our truck after Randy hit that deer. That thing looks brand new.
Price Paint and Body. Same great family, same great service. Now with three locations to serve you. Wetumpka, Tallahassee, and Tallahassee Automotive, and now in Millbrook. Tell them Mama sent you.
Jones Brothers is so much more than roofs. Improving the look and energy efficiency of your home is easier than you think. New windows from Jones Brothers are not only beautiful, but can save you real money. Vinyl siding is a great way to update the look of your home and save on your energy bills. With Cedar Ridge composite siding from Jones Brothers, your home will be four times more insulated than with ordinary siding. Call Jones Brothers today for a free estimate. Call Jones Brothers. You'll be glad you did.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking, a family-owned company with competitive pay and great benefits, good home time, and new equipment arriving daily. Be a part of the family. Give Wiley Sanders a call at 855-777-9785.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. It's going to be feast or famine on the showers and storms that will be roaming around through the evening and nighttime hours tonight. Some of the storms could be on the strong side early. Watch out for lightning and maybe some gusty winds in some of those storms. A low temperature tonight, 63. Tomorrow, look for a very warm day. Most of the day, we're dry. High in the low to mid-80s, but a better chance of thunderstorms beginning Sunday night and into Monday. And some of those storms could be strong, possibly severe as well. Our weather app will keep you on top of this situation all weekend long. If you don't have it, get it on your phone or tablet now. Go to the App Store, search Rich Thomas Weather. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Interested in making some spring renovations? Check out a home equity line of credit from ASC Credit Union. ASC Credit Union. Your life, your goals, your ASC. Federally insured by NCUA, Equal Opportunity Lender. ASC Credit Union, 9 locations, or online at yourasecu.com. The views and opinions expressed on Clearing the Air are solely those of Terry Adams and other contributors. These views and opinions do not necessarily represent those of Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, its staff, or any advertisers.
Hey, welcome back to tonight's program. I want to thank you, Mr. Rick Peters, if you're listening, for allowing us to play in this radio world of yours. Every Saturday night, for me, six nights a week. Thank you so much for allowing us. We're talking about Planet X and this system that's becoming visible on all the sky cams across the world. Now, I don't know that I've ever said this on there. I've told Postman, but many, many months ago, maybe even a couple of years ago, One night I'm out with my night vision and my camera, and I'm taking pictures of the sky, and I pick up a cluster, and as God is my witness, I can't find that image. I saved it, but I've got, you know, terabytes and terabytes of images. I've been going through them looking for it. I hadn't found it yet, but there was a cluster of planets I caught in the sky. One center one and small ones around it, but I can't remember exactly how many. But I'm wondering if I picked it up because it was really, really small. And it's possible I picked up Nibiru that long ago, the constellation, whatever you want to call it. Mini solar system, I guess, is what you could call it.
What year was that, Terry, and what direction you took the picture? You remember?
If I remember right, it was over the guy that lives behind me, Larry's house, which would make it east, up in, you know, 45-degree angle. I mean, that's the only way I know how to describe it, because I don't know constellations like you do.
Southeast?
No, I don't think so. I don't think it was south, but, man, it's been so long, I don't remember. You know how many pictures I've taken in the last 10 years? I mean, I took probably 1,000 last night, and I've got to get that video up for y'all to see what I'm seeing. Let me explain what I saw last night, because I'm in my backyard. I don't normally shoot the trees and stuff that are in my front yard or that are visible from my front yard. I always, you know, stay focused on what I can see from my backyard. You know, I don't want my neighbors looking out the window going, that crazy guy next door is taking pictures again, Larry. So, but last night, I was in my backyard looking over the little bit of fence that's by our pool pump, and I could see the trees and all that are west of my neighborhood. Well, there's a power line there, okay? The power line runs, like, across the road. There's no trees anywhere near the power line, obviously, because that's not what you want when you're the power company. Well, when I shot the pictures of the trees and the power lines, there's things, well, you've seen the picture posted.
Right. Mm-hmm.
There's things on the power line. And these things have faces, they have eyes. I don't know what they are, but there they are. I mean, once again, there they are. It's hard to say they're not there when you're looking at them. I don't know what these things are. But whatever this stuff is that I'm seeing in the plants, it's increasing more and more and more and more. So something, and I was telling Postman when he got here today, I feel something's coming soon. I just feel it. That's the only way I know how to describe it. But anyway, back to this. Let's see. Talked about Lucis. When Yahweh recreated the earth, I told you that already. There's plenty of garbage going around from these other races who use people to talk through, and we call that channeling. And they claim that they want to help mankind. They are our ascended masters. And anything else they can try to use on a gullible population to believe their lies. But the truth is, they don't plan on coming here to share enlightenment with mankind and show us a better way they live. They want to destroy mankind. They are not planning to cohabitate with us on this planet. They fully intend to conquer and rule planet Earth.
Yeah, they're actually coming to harvest.
Yeah.
That's what they're coming to do.
Exactly. And he also did the Bible code thing on Genesis 25:32, and he found Jedi and Nephilim. Yeah, who were the Anunnaki? They were the watchers, watchmen assigned to Earth to watch over Yahweh's creation in the Garden of Eden and so forth. They were created by God as perfect angels. These watchers rebelled against God and their assignment, and a mutiny followed as they abandoned their mission to oversee humans and began to defile the women of the Earth by having offspring with them. Now, he's saying here that the Anunnaki were the same as the children or the sons of God, the 200 watcher-class angels. I've never heard that before. Believe that?
There's several different species of extraterrestrial that lives on Nibiru. And what I was told, the actual species that actually came here of the 200 fallen ones, it sounds kind of crazy, but I'm going to say it. Long time ago, when Earth was Tiamat, it was used as a vacation spot, you know, for several different types of extraterrestrial beings. They were coming to the planet, you know, to rest and recreate. They were coming to the planet to do business, to do trade.
Right.
They were coming to the planet to to hunt, you know, they were hunters.
Oh boy.
Yeah, they were coming there to hunt also. And these group of Ajiji came. That's what they were. That's the species they were. They were the Ajiji. They came in. They came here on vacation. They came here to rest and recreate. And they did a little bit more than rest and recreate.
Wow.
Yep.
So they had sex with Earth women.
Right. Yep.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know about all that. I don't know. I really don't. I wish I did, but I don't have all the answers. I don't know. For those War Eagle people out there, I don't understand how Auburn screwed the pooch like they did, but they did. Is it over?
Yes, it's over.
Yeah. Auburn had it. They came back from 10 and had it and blew it. I don't understand that. This is why I don't like the TV zone, because I get caught up in when it's something that I care about. But it's just a sport. They're just kids. It's so, emotion plays such a big, big thing, because they're kids, man. They're kids. They still got a head full of mush. Even all the BS they're being taught in college, they're kids, and it means so much. But anyway, sorry, Auburn Nation. It'll get better. Wow. I don't know who runs this site. I wonder if this is Sherry Schreiner. It sounds like her, but I don't know who runs this site. It's not going to tell me either. Nope. Let's see. In Isaiah 14:9, it says in regards to the Antichrist, "Hell from beneath is moved for thee to meet thee at thy coming. It stirreth up the dead for thee also, even all the chief ones of the earth. It hath raised up from their thrones all the kings of the nations." Isaiah's talking about the entrance of the Antichrist onto the world scene. Will his entrance be marked with the entrance of Planet X at around the same time? It seems that way. In the Bible codes, Planet X is found in Ezekiel 41:11. What's remarkable about this is the term hell runs straight beside the main term Planet X in the codes, and Planet X is here. The speculation of a planet headed into our solar system was first acknowledged, then later rejected by NASA, but further research reveals NASA has known about this for the past 20 years. It's been longer than that, folks. Wow. So here we go. I wonder how long before it's visible to the naked eye.
I would say, I would guess. I mean, I actually don't know. Nobody knows the day to the hour.
True.
And it's ironic that the Bible says that, and it's true, because they won't tell us nothing. They don't want to show us. They don't want us to see anything.
No,
now,
they don't.
How in the world are we going to know the day and hour? They know it. They true. Know it.
Yeah, they do. They do.
You know, because they can tell when a system's going to fly by.
Mm-hmm.
They know.
Yeah.
To mention the guys that are in the space program. I mean, they I'm sure they actually fly to it and fly around it, fly by it, you know, actually looking at it.
Right.
You know, actually looking at it come in, but they can't do anything about it.
You know, Postman, if you buy into the stuff we're talking about the secret space program and everything that's been going on, then that's when you realize that everything that NASA does is all BS. It's all BS. It's all theatrics.
It's a show.
It is. That's exactly what it is. It's Yes, it's a show.
Mm-hmm.
It's unreal, the lengths they go to, you know, to try to deceive us. It's just, I don't know, man. Is everything a lie, you know?
It is. Everything's based on a lie.
It sure seems that way, and that's so depressing. But it is. It is.
Just so they can get a foothold on us and over us.
Bingo. Exactly.
That's what it's for.
You know, and they despise us. They hate us. Because we're ignorant, because we've never been told what they know, and they kept it from us. So mm-hmm. They've made us the way they want us to be, but then they despise us for it, which, there you go, you know. All right, we got to hit a short break. We'll be back in 3 minutes.
Okay, quick show of hands. Who out there is renting? If you raised your hand, I'm talking to you. Why rent when you could buy? I'm Kim Williams with Alabama Home Mortgage, and I'm here to set the record straight. This is not your parents' mortgage. Times have changed. You're no longer required to have a 20% down payment. The USDA and VA loan programs offer 100% financing. That's no money down. But hey, if you are not a veteran, or you are not looking to purchase in a USDA-eligible area, never fear. Here at Alabama Home Mortgage, you can purchase a home with as little as 3% down. For example, that $150,000 home you've been eyeing online could be yours with only $4,500 down. Don't sign that lease before calling 567-4223. Get pre-approved today. Call 567-4223 or visit us online at alahomemortgage.com. That's A-L-A. HomeMortgage.com to see just how much money you could be saving with an Alabama home mortgage. NMLS 1586-36A, Equal Housing Lender.
Mr. Sandman.
Spring is here, my favorite time of the year. Except there's no football, it's still too cold to swim, pollen. Okay, maybe it's not my favorite season, but it is a great time to buy a new mattress. My new lineups are coming in with introductory sale prices on products you won't see anywhere else in this area. Memory foams, latex, hybrids, and plain old mattresses are in stock. We still have many nice closeouts and floor samples at crazy low prices, including some Serta, Jameson, and Restonic sets. We also have a number of adjustable base floor samples discounted, a large selection of headboards and beds are on sale. Come to the store that actually tells you the price, not the payment for 5, 6, or 8 years. We have no interest financing with approved credit, but we have many nice mattress sets you can afford to pay for. Thick queen mats from $249, kings from $299, king adjustable bases from $299 while supplies last. Queen mattresses started only $99. We're open 10 to 6 Monday through Saturday with a huge inventory on hand on the Atlanta Highway in Montgomery and on Highway 14 in Millbrook, across from the Dollar General, Mr. Sandman Mattress Superstores.
Join Vocal, Victims of Crime and Leniency, on April 12th at the Attorney General's Office in downtown Montgomery for a special program to recognize Crime Victims Week. Vocal, its partners, and crime victims will pay tribute to those lost to violent crimes and recognize the gains in victims' advocacy that Vocal has championed for since 1982. For more details on services, vigils, and general information, visit VocalOnline.org or call 800-239-3222.
Travel to Truvies and meet a group of women as delicate as magnolias but tough as steel. The worldwide hit Steel Magnolias is now playing at the Alabama Shakespeare Festival. As ASF transforms into a small Louisiana parish, watch six strong Southern women as they navigate life's challenges with wit, warmth, and intelligence. Get your tickets by calling the ASF box office at 271-5353 or visit asf.net. Steel Magnolias now through May 5th at the Alabama Shakespeare Festival.
Hey, welcome back to the program. I am your host, Terry Adams, Nigglemaniac with an inferiority complex. My co-host in this endeavor on Saturday nights is the Postman. We're talking about Planet X. It's becoming visible on most of the sky cams. And as much as they spray to keep it obfuscated, it can still be seen. Anyway, I'm going to get onto a little bit of more stuff here. Verizon has announced that its 5G cell towers will be turned on for the first time in the United States in two cities, Minneapolis and Chicago. Now, activist Gary Galino points out that millimeter waves were used as weapons by the U.S. in the war zones in the Middle East. Trump is pushing 5G with the justification that the U.S. is in competition with China to be the first country to use 5G systems to monitor and control all human activity. Sprint will test its 5G system in Atlanta, Chicago, Dallas, Kansas City, and L.A. within the next 2 months. Folks, this has got to be stopped. This has got to be stopped. More news from the border. Yuma, Arizona, Customs and Border Patrol agents filmed smugglers pushing families, including children, through a razor wire fence at the border. The children are crying from fear and possibly from being cut by the razor wires. They're forced under the surface of running water beneath the fence. U.S. agents were not allowed to intervene and, under orders from D.C., must stand idly by and occasionally offer assistance. What the hell? President Trump signed the Republican-backed Open Borders Bill in February. That's the cause of this latest surge. Promises to build a wall are sounding more and more hollow with each passing day. Amen, G. Edward Griffin. Folks, what Trump says and what Trump does are quickly becoming two totally different things. I hope you see that. The University of Kansas is offering a humanities course entitled Angry White Male Students. I'm sorry, Studies. That explored the, quote, the deeper sources of the emotional state while evaluating recent manifestations of male anger in Europe and America from the 50s to the present. This article lists additional examples of classes, papers, and comments that demonize and scapegoat white males. Universities in America have become Marxist indoctrination camps that allow white Christian and conservative students to be abused by fellow students and professors. Portland, Oregon. Due to Portland City Council seeking the advice of Black Lives Matter in writing new police contracts and a pro-Antifa attitude inside the Portland Police Bureau, many officers have quit, retired early, or transferred, which has resulted in 120 vacancies within the police department. More than 60 people have applied for public safety specialist jobs, but only three could pass background checks. The rest were disqualified by drug use or dishonesty in completing the application. It is reported that 95% of Portland police officers hesitate to stop certain suspects because they don't want to be accused of profiling and face a lawsuit. How about that? So I guess it worked as planned, didn't it? Yeah, really did. Worked as planned. It's disgusting what they've done to this country. It's disgusting what we've allowed them to do to this country. It's disgusting what the politicians who are supposed to represent us have stabbed us in the back. You can't trust any of these people, folks. It doesn't matter if they've got a D or an R behind their name. Can't trust them.
No, because, most of the time they're bought.
They are. And with what we're talking about tonight, Planet X, if you're an insider, if you're a politician and you know this thing's coming and you know what this means, do you really give a rat's butt what the people think about the decisions you make? No. Yeah. All you care about is your orders from on high. Mm-hmm. Following your orders so you'll have a spot in the deep underground bunker, the deep underground military base, so when these things get here, you're safe. That's all you care about.
Yeah.
You're not about to rock the proverbial boat. These people need to be hung for treason. Hung for treason. Absolutely. Publicly hung for treason, in my opinion.
Well, they're going to have to they're going to give an account for everything that they've...
to the Creator, yes.
Yeah, they've done, you know.
Yeah, I know. It's so frustrating. It's so frustrating that they've just destroyed the Constitution. It's unreal. I've got an email from Geoengineering Watch. Can't remember his... Oh, Dane Wigington is his name. Let's see what Dane has to say here. This is, for lack of a better word, this is the chemtrail guys. How much effort is the power structure applying in the attempt to keep the U.S. population pacified and complacent on countless fronts? From keeping U.S. food stores stocked with imported supplies produced by starving countries to engineering constant cool-down zones in the U.S., a sense of normalcy bias is being fed and sustained. When the rate and extent of biosphere collapse is considered, how long can the current paradigm be maintained? Let's see what Dane has to say.
It lays the predicate and the foundation for the development of a weather satellite that will permit man to determine the world's cloud layer and ultimately to control the weather, and he who controls the weather will control the world.
Shortly, the public will be unable to reason or think for themselves. Mm-hmm. They'll only be able to parrot the information they've been given on the previous night's news. That's a quote from Zygmunt Brzezinski, the presidential advisor to numerous presidents all the way back to Lyndon Johnson. Is it already true? I'll let listeners conclude for themselves. Now consider this 2,000-year-old quote from the Stoic philosopher Marcus Aurelius. If someone is able to show me that what I think or do is not right, I will happily change, for I seek the truth by which no one was ever truly harmed. It is the person who continues in his self-deception and ignorance who is harmed. When I was 14 years old, I came into possession of a book that changed my views of the world, that changed the lens through which I saw the world, that changed my life. That book was The Meditations of Marcus Aurelius. Later, I found the Discourses of Epictetus, another of the Stoics. Epictetus was a lame slave that was the mentor of Marcus Aurelius. Wow. The logic and reason of the Stoics was generally inarguable, a foundation on which to weather any storm. The Stoics also reasoned that the miraculousness of our living, thriving planet, the miraculousness of the entire web of life, could not have been mere chance occurrence.
No. What?
Can this conclusion be rationally argued? I think not. There is so much essential wisdom that is a part of so many traditions and cultures. We should never yield in our search for the truth. So in regard to the subject of truth, again, consider the 2,000-year-old quote I just covered. This quote, if someone is able to show me that what I think or do is not right, I will happily change, for I seek the truth by which no one was ever truly harmed. It is the person who continues in his self-deception and ignorance who is harmed. Something to remember and consider deeply. Moving on, what do we collectively face? Combine a collapsing climate, add global climate engineering operations and completely out of control weather warfare operations. They're one and the same. Global chaos and collapse is already unfolding at blinding speed. And even now, numerous countries and corporations are stampeding to claim Earth's remaining oil deposits in places like the rapidly thawing Arctic. So many have been so shielded and disconnected from harsh realities, from nature, for so long that even to contemplate what is coming is all but impossible for many, psychologically speaking. But denial of reality will not change it. A final consideration, the hallmark of a healthy mind is an unyielding willingness to face the truth, no matter how dire. To all those that are continuing to do their best to sound the alarm, to wake others, and to try and alter our current course, you have my deepest and most sincere gratitude. It is our combined efforts that can yet make a difference. Breaking headlines in a moment. This is Dane Wigginton. You're listening to the Global Alert News Hour, episode number 191, April 6th, 2019. As always, this is a commercial-free frontline news broadcast brought to you by geoengineeringwatch.org and paid for by geoengineeringwatch.org. This news hour is broadcast throughout Northern California, 1670 AM, 104.9 FM, and 105.7 FM. Saturday mornings from 6 a.m. to 7 a.m. and rebroadcast Sunday mornings at the same time slot. Recordings of this broadcast can also be found at geoengineeringwatch.org under the recent top stories and radio sections. If you're in the Reading area, free geoengineeringwatch.org informational materials can be picked up from Orchard Nutrition. For those not in the Reading area, the latest geoengineeringwatch.org informational materials can be ordered from the homepage of geoengineeringwatch.org for our approximate cost of producing and shipping. Those materials make it exponentially easier to introduce this subject. Introducing it verbally can and often is very difficult, and often not successful as showing images, pictures, and printed credible data, much more effective. That's why we do our best to make those materials available. This week's Jim Fair event is in Eugene, Oregon. Lane County Event Center started yesterday, ends tomorrow. GeoengineeringWatch.org informational booth at all those events.
Okay, that doesn't mean anything to me. I thought he was going to give us something that we could, it was pertaining to what's going on with us, but I don't care anything about that stuff.
It's
Larry Bird. And there, what's his name from? I can't even remember his name from Auburn.
Barkley.
Yeah, Charles Barkley. You know, he's very outspoken, and I haven't always agreed, but I admire him for speaking his heart.
Does speak out. He does when he has to.
Yes, he does, and I admire him for that. All right, we're gonna hit this bottom of the hour break. It's a full 5 minutes. 272-9228. 272-9228.
Plumbing.
Listen, I need a plumber over here right now.
Let's see. We could get to that in about 3 weeks.
3 weeks?
Uh-huh.
Look, I was installing a new toilet and the water line broke. Now I'm standing in about 3 feet of water and it's still rising fast.
Uh-huh.
Look, I'll give you $50 extra if you can send someone right now.
Maybe 2 weeks.
Okay, $100, but you need to get here right now.
All right, keep your shirt on. What's that address?
I'm at 3301 Center Avenue at the Boston Hotel.
Must have changed his mind.
Whether your problem is big or small, Cole Plumbing can fix it right, usually the first time, and as economically as possible. With our experienced and background-checked employees, we take pride in knowing that we are one of the most trusted companies in the area. When there is trouble with your bowl, call on Cole, 279-8919, or go to coleplumbing.com.
Mom, seriously, thank you for taking them off my hands for a few days. I desperately needed the uninterrupted time to catch up on housework.
Oh, sweetheart, it's not a problem at all. I'm worried about you, though. Working so hard, shuffling the kids around.
I'm okay, Mom. I just need some catch-up time every once in a while. It's hard to clean when Asher needs a sandwich and Holden has flushed Kira's doll clothes and the cat has yacked up a hairball on the freshly mopped floor, all of which happened the day you so graciously came to the rescue. I don't know how you did it when we were young.
I had help. Here it is.
Southern Bells Cleaning Service, 546-0715.
Call Callan. The estimate's free. Let them help you by taking something off your plate, like cleaning the house. Who do you think's cleaning my house this very minute?
They're on time, bring your own supplies, do everything from full-service residential to post-construction cleanup. Southern Bells Cleaning Service, 546-0715. Find them on Facebook at Southern Bells Cleaning River Region.
Practice hard and you can beat your toughest opponent. Keep pushing and you can beat your best time in the mile. Use your head and you can beat that old largemouth bass. But one thing you should never try and beat is a train. Beating the train is a deadly game, and the train wins every time. That's because any approaching train is always closer and going faster than you think. No wonder someone is hit or killed by a train every 3 hours. Pay attention around train tracks. Always stop for an approaching train. And never, ever drive around lowered gates or flashing lights. It's not only illegal, it'll get you killed. Sure, mad video skills will help you beat your buddies. But don't risk your life and theirs trying to beat the train. Drive safe, Alabama. Sponsored by ALDOT, the Alabama Broadcasters Association, and this station.
Montgomery area helpwanted.com presents the world's worst boss. The one who posts jobs on huge national job sites. Looking for anyone with a pulse. We'll just call him Dave.
We need to work as a team at this company, so today we're going to do a team-building exercise called Trust Falls. Sally, I want you to close your eyes, fall, and I'll catch you.
Okay.
One, two, three. Ooh. Okay, lesson number one, fall forward.
Ow, 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 ow.
Don't be a Dave. Find your perfect local employee at MontgomeryAreaHelpWanted.com. Local jobs that work.
Hi, this is Carl Schmidt, naturopath and owner of The Herb Shop. Listen every Saturday at 11 a.m. to Winning Wellness and learn from experts in different fields of science and technology how nutritional supplements can help you. That's every Saturday at 11 a.m.
The Rich Thomas Weather Network, brought to you by Alabama Wholesale Lumber. Alabama Wholesale Lumber, the best quality building materials in the River Region for decades. From common builds to special orders and local delivery. Call Alabama Wholesale Lumber.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. It's going to be feast or famine on the showers and storms that will be roaming around through the evening and nighttime hours tonight. Some of the storms could be on the strong side early. Watch out for lightning and maybe some gusty winds in some of those storms. A low temperature tonight, 63. Tomorrow, look for a very warm day. Most of the day, we're dry. High in the low to mid-80s, but a better chance of thunderstorms beginning Sunday night and into Monday. And some of those storms could be strong, possibly severe as well. Our weather app will keep you on top of this situation all weekend long. If you don't have it, get it on your phone or tablet now. Go to the App Store, search Rich Thomas Weather. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Hey, welcome back to Clearing the Air, 272-9228. We're talking about Planet X and a bunch of other stuff, and I was just talking to Postman off air. Well, the double dribble that wasn't called on Virginia players, one thing, but I try not to get caught up in sports because there's just so much that's so important right in front of us that we need to worry about. And I know it's for you people, like Postman graduated. He's an Auburn graduate. And I understand that. I understand your loyalties. I get that. I'm not making sport of that. I'm just saying that there's big picture. There's some stuff going on right now. Jason, another one of the few people I consider a friend, you know, what he's going through with the city, wanting to come and confiscate his property. Even though it's in a yard of a house, it's his house, it's behind a privacy fence, you can't see it, they want to come and seize it. Apparently they've been doing that a lot in that neighborhood. Apparently they're wanting to buy, somebody is wanting to buy those houses, and that tells me that they've got some inside information that something's about to go down. They're either going to raise that area and build something. You know, that property value is about to really skyrocket. Somebody knows it. Somebody's got some inside source. And they're just trying to get those houses for pennies on the dollar. That's what that tells me. The other thing it tells me is the evil that's being perpetrated. You know, we're told in the Bible that the never before in the history of the world is it going to be like it's going to be during the Great Tribulation. This is going to be part of it. They don't even try to hide their dishonesty and their unethical behavior. They don't care. Especially if this thing is out there and it's right there on us that's got the evil, it's just dark and evil. then the people down here who know about it, the people who have placed themselves and their secret society brothers in high positions, once it becomes known that it's there, no longer will they care about how people view them. They won't care how you look at them. They're going to play by their heart, which is pure dark and pure evil. It's only going to get worse, folks. It's only going to get worse. Count on that happening. I'm telling you. I know it. I sense it. I see it.
You remember the last album or the last few cuts that David Bowie made before he died?
I don't. I wasn't a big Bowie fan.
One of them was called The Dark Star.
You're kidding.
No kidding. And in the song, he actually reiterates that he's a dark star. He's a dark star. I'm a black star. I'm a black star. And that's the star that the actual, who are they?
That's the vessel these demon things are on?
No. They actually worship the black sun.
Now, what is the black sun?
That is the dark star.
Oh, okay. Nemesis. Nemesis is the black sun.
Yes.
Black hole sun. Huh.
Yeah.
How about that?
And that's what they worship.
Well, that fits right along with it then, doesn't it?
Right.
Good Lord. Well, I think it's about time that God loosed the angels and let them start playing on our side. We're going to need some help. And that reminds me, something else I thought of. Before each show, I kind of gravitate next door to this building, high-rise next door. They have a nice parking garage that's open. And I'll kind of walk and pray and think and ask God to give me the words, whatever. And I was thinking, you know, I totally forgot what I was going to say. That's amazing. What were we talking about? Evil.
Evil, yeah.
Of course. Oh, I got to thinking, and it's going to get to the point, and we're getting there really quickly, that there's nothing we can do to stop this. Nothing. You're only going to have two directions. You can go with the status quo, the dark side, go with the New World Order, get your chip, play the game, be one of the useless eaters, and hope that something in you they like, they'll keep around, or you have God. Those are your two choices. There's not going to be any more fence riding. The fences are gone or quickly being depleted. You've either got God or you got Satan. That's what it's going to come down to. And I think that's how God wants it.
Yeah, actually, a lot of people are going to have to pay with their lives to get salvation.
They are. The Bible talks about that, you know. The ones that stick around and fight it out, you know. And, of course, there are a lot of people that, I guess the good ones are going to get drawn up or pulled up immediately. He's going to get them out of here, I guess. That's what the rapture is supposed to be, I guess, is a rescue mission.
In the end, it's all about control.
It's what?
And it's all about control.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
On the dark side.
Yes, it is.
And it's all about control. It's all about, gaining power over the masses.
Yes.
And just doing what they want to do, you know, in the aftermath, you know.
Well, I don't know if you got to listen to the show last night, but I played Mike Adams talking about demon possessed.
Yes, I did.
And it's amazing to me that suddenly more and more people are embracing the idea that you brought up on this very show months ago about abortion being a harvest of energy. You know, that's what he said.
That's all it is.
It is. You're right. You're absolutely right.
And on your show last night, when he was talking about the actual, I thought he was going to mention, you know, where when a demon possesses a person, mm-hmm. I thought he was going to actually mention a location, you know, where the demon actually goes and rests inside of the person. But he didn't.
No, he didn't, did he?
No, he didn't. He didn't.
Hmm.
You ever wondered where they go to?
I think you've told me before, but I don't remember. Is it down where we get all our nutrition?
Right. It's in the mucus. It's in the mucus where the large and small intestine meet.
Yeah. Yeah.
Right there.
Why there? It's because that's where the...
That's where they can drain you dry, right there.
My dear God. Well, Mike Adams, I got to tell you, he has really impressed me with the stuff. He doesn't play anymore. He comes flat out and tells you, and I love that. You know, for somebody as highfalutin, I guess, for lack of a better word, as he is, that's amazing to me. I love it. He doesn't play, and that's great.
Yeah, that was a good. That was a good video.
Yeah, it was, wasn't it?
Yeah,
it really was. Oh, well, let's see what else we got going on. Oh, there's something I was going to read you. Let's see. I'm going to read you some quotes, okay? Let me see. The first quote is, when one person suffers a delusion, it's called insanity. When many people suffer from a delusion, it's called a religion. I thought that was interesting. Now, here's some that's probably going to get me in trouble, but I really don't care at this point. Albert Pike, now correct me if I'm wrong, Postman, wasn't he a Confederate general?
Yes.
Albert Pike, who's essentially the founder of America Freemasonry, is that right? He was a high-ranking Mason, 33rd degree Mason.
Yeah, he was a high-ranking 33rd.
Morals and Dogma, the Bible of Freemasonry, right?
Right,
yeah, Masonry, like all religions, all the mysteries, conceals its secret from all except the adepts and sages, or the elect, and uses false explanations and misinterpretations of its symbols to mislead those who deserve only to be misled. Do you understand what that means? What that means is if you come in Masonry and they don't deem you to be one of them, one of the adepts, one of the ones capable of rising to the top of Freemasonry because you won't prostitute out your ethics and your morals like they have, then you're never going to know what it's really all about. He also says the blue degrees are but the outer court or portico of the temple. Part of the symbols are displayed there to the initiate, but he is intentionally misled by false interpretations. It is not intended that he shall understand them, but it is intended he shall imagine he understands them. Then, listen, here's another quote from Morals and Dogma. First conjuration address to Emperor Lucifer, Master and Prince of Rebellious Spirits. I adjure thee to leave thine abode in whatever quarter of the world it may be situated, and come hither to communicate with me. I command and I conjure. I'm not going to read that because it sounds like I'm doing it. But he says he wants to command and he wants to conjure the aforementioned Lucifer to appear without noise. How about that? Sir Arthur Edward Waite, who is also a 33rd degree Mason, I hereby promise the great spirit Lucifer, Prince of Demons, that each year I will bring unto him a human soul to do with as it may please him. And in return, the L word promises to bestow upon me the treasures of the earth and fulfill my every desire for the length of my natural life. I bet he's happy he put natural life in there. Because it wouldn't have lasted long. If I fail to bring him each year the offering that I have specified above, then my own soul shall I forfeit to him. Signed in blood, Manly P. Hall, who have read you many quotes from Manly Palmer Hall on this program. How about that?
Wow.
33rd degree Mason from the book The Secret Teaching of All Ages. When the Mason learns that the key to the warrior on the block is the proper application of the dynamo of living power, he has learned the mystery of his craft. The seething energies of Lucifer are in his hands, and before he may step onward and outward, he must prove his ability to properly apply this energy. Folks, if you're a Christian and you're a Mason, listen to me. You cannot serve two masters. Make a decision. And go with that decision. All right, quarter till break, 3 minutes.
Well, I'm here with Miss Dot at the Eastbrook Flea Market and Antique Mall. Well, Dot, spring is here.
We're heading into spring, and I'm so glad. We've got some furniture coming in, some spring and summer furniture. It's not coming in too fast, but it's beginning to trickle in. You know, we're just busy is all I can say, and I'm thankful for that.
It looks to me like you have a lot of items for outside.
We do. We've got the wrought iron furniture, patio things, and booth 70 in the window had a swing, and it was just beautiful. I expect he'll he'll have another one, too.
You know, there are a lot of treasures in Eastbrook Flea Market and Antique Mall to be found.
Yes. If you don't see it here, you didn't need it anyway.
All right. Give us those hours of operation.
Monday through Friday is 10 until 6, Saturday 9 until 6, and Sunday 12:30 to 4:30.
That's the Eastbrook Flea Market and Antique Mall, 425 Coliseum Boulevard.
Central Alabama weather is unlike any other. That's why you need Jones Brothers. Central Alabama has trusted Jones Brothers for over 70 years for all roofing needs. Whether the weather left you with a single repair or it's time for a new roof, Jones Brothers will make sure the work is done right and you have a roof you'll love for years to come. Wanting to change your existing shingle roof to a beautiful, durable metal roof? Jones Brothers can do it. Call today for a free estimate and visit jbroof.com. Call Jones Brothers. You'll be glad you did.
Hi, this is Brett Lanham with New Look Decorating Center, your number one Benjamin Moore paint retailer. From the right paint color to update your home to zero VOC paint for the new baby's room, we are here to make it simple. We know that picking the right paint color can seem like a lot. It doesn't have to be. Let us make it simple. We can even make a custom one-of-a-kind color just for you. We also specialize in custom stains, glazes, and paint matching for touch-up. If you don't want to tackle the painting yourself, that's all right. Give us a call. We know the best painters this region has to offer. We will be glad to recommend paint contractors who use the highest quality Benjamin Moore paint and carry honest reputations. As for contractors, if you're tired of callbacks from your customers on mistinted paints, costing you time and money, come see us. We know paint and we know your customers. We also carry the right Benjamin Moore paint for any job or budget. Give us a call at 334-271-0007 or come see us across from Bell Road on Atlanta Highway. New Look Decorating Center. We make it simple, you make it beautiful.
April is Parkinson's Awareness Month. The Rocksteady Boxing Program at Metro Fitness is putting on a prom to raise awareness for Parkinson's and to raise money for the Rocksteady Foundation. Mark your calendars for Thursday, April the 25th from 6 until 8 p.m. at Metro Fitness. $25 for a single or $40 for a couple. Tax deductible. Come dressed in your prom attire and enjoy a DJ, photos, and of course food and drink. All for a great cause. For more information, contact Metro Fitness or check us out at metrofitness.com/rocksteady.
There we go. Ladies and gentle people, welcome back to the program. I am your host, Terry Adams, Nigglemaniac with an inferiority complex. A man dealing with the body and mind known by the bioweapon, the powers that shouldn't be called Morgellons disease. Postman sitting in with me as always on Saturday, and our friend Lisa is on the phone. Hey, Lisa.
Hi, sir. How are you this evening? And Postman?
Hi.
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 So I just wanted to comment. I did post one Freemason. Probably wore the Mason ring. With the diamond.
Yeah.
And yes. And he also proclaimed to be Christian.
Yeah, but not.
But this fellow also molested me.
Oh man.
My sister, my mother, and to my knowledge, my 12 years younger sister.
Oh God.
And I didn't know the 12 years younger sister because I called him up and I told him, You know, I told him that I asked to speak to him very politely, but my grandmother,
Lisa, you there?
Yes.
Okay. I can't hear you all of a sudden.
Oh, well, that figures. Okay. but the sucker sat there and he got a terrible death. I'm telling you, he died a terrible death.
Yeah, sometimes karma can come around, you know. That's true.
God.
She's breaking up really bad.
Yeah, I can't hear you, honey.
Oh, honey, I said God bless.
Okay, and thank you. You bet. Take care, honey. Yeah, her phone's breaking up or something. And, you know, it just breaks my heart when I hear about child molestations and stuff. And the crazy thing is we haven't even scratched the surface about what's really going on in this world. And that's something that's close to my heart is what they're doing to kids. I can't I can't sit back and not say something about the pedophilia that's rampant in this world, in this country. It's disgusting, and somebody's got to speak or try to help these kids. Something's got to be done. It's ridiculous, but it's part of the satanic mindset. It's harvesting the energy of the innocent. You agree with that, Postman?
Yeah, wholeheartedly. I mean, it's again, that's a form of control.
It is. Well said. And those kids will be under a spell, for lack of a better word, most of their lives, won't they?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
You know, a few have managed to escape and have some, well, the Transformation of America is a book written by she was a child, actually, that was taken into the MKUltra program. And, of course, I can't pull her name off the top of my head right now, but she's written an excellent book on what she went through. And she names names, and it's people that I had always considered to be icons in American entertainment, in American film. I mean, big names. And she talks about being their, you know, their prostitute. Because when they put you through such trauma that your mind compartmentalizes or splits, then they can load one area of your mind with information and then bring you out of that little trance you're in. You don't even know what's happened. You don't even know you know what you know until you get to the next person who wants that information that's in the loop. Then whatever code they've set up for you to go into that other compartment of your mind, they access it, boom, they get that information. You're the perfect courier of information.
Right, or trigger codes.
Exactly.
Kind of like another movie.
Well, Telephone was a great one.
Yeah.
Those were saboteurs, but yeah.
Serenity.
Serenity Now.
You ever watch the movie Serenity?
No. I lived by the Serenity Code for quite a while, though, but there I've never seen the movie.
Anyway, it was it's in the 25th century. It was a space epic, and really, really good movie. I mean, it's a lot of action in it, and they're flying through space. They're actually merchants. They're going to different solar systems. You know, hauling. They'll haul anything. You know, because they're like
a trucker for hire.
Right.
Okay. Gotcha.
They're poor truckers for hire. And put it that way.
Yeah.
Because sometimes they can figure out, you know, where they're getting the next meal.
Sure.
And that just the way the picture ran. But Josh Whedon did an excellent job on that. And I don't know why they canceled it, you know, because a lot of people raised a lot of sand about that, you know, when he canceled it or when they canceled it.
Why did they? Was it too close to true?
I think it was.
Yeah.
Even the actual configuration of the vessel that they used, it actually looked like a bug, to tell you the truth. But it was neat.
It was really neat. It was too real.
Yeah.
Yeah, they'll do that as you have taught me. They'll do that in a New York minute if you get too close to the truth.
And this thing was indestructible, pretty much.
You know, that's another thing that makes me mad. I get very angry easily these days because I'm just getting sick and tired of the apathy. I'm getting sick and tired of people who won't even look up to see what's being done to us. I mean, they're, by not looking up, by not paying attention, they are participating in their own demise, and they're too dumb to even know it. And I'm over it. Hey, caller, you're on the air.
Hey, Jerry.
Hi.
I just tuned in. What did I miss?
Oh, nothing. Absolutely nothing.
I apologize for that.
That's okay.
Oh, Auburn lost, and everybody is so upset.
I know, man. I'm sorry.
Listen, I love listening to you and Postman talk about movies.
Yes.
And, yeah, I was a big Firefly fan, which Serenity was the movie that it was based off of. And it really was a good classic Western tale. Told in space.
I love it.
Dynamite. Oh yeah, man. Oh, it really was top notch. I have forgotten.
That's
good,
okay,
Lord, what I wanted.
Welcome to my world. I can't remember anything anymore.
I'll talk to you later, Brown.
But if you think of it, call back, okay?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. I will.
Oh wow, I had another caller I was supposed to go to, and he hung up right there on the cusp. And they hung up. Have you ever seen the movie, it's my turn, The American Astronaut, which is a campy kind of sci-fi movie? their spaceship is basically, it looks like the inside of a house. And he goes and he gets this kid from some kind of labor planet, and he takes it to this planet where on this planet it's nothing but women. And they usually keep one man around you can imagine what purpose he serves.
Matriarchal setup. Huh?
Yeah, he died, and so they need a new one. So he goes and gets him a boy and brings him, 18, 19 years old.
Yeah,
good barrel, young stud.
It has to be.
Yeah.
It has to be.
It's a pretty interesting movie. There's some interesting, I love the songs in the movie. It's just so out there, so bizarre that it's so campy that it's hard not to watch, if that makes sense. One of those weird movies like that. But I can watch sci-fi like that, but Alien and stuff like that, I can't watch that. It's too... I don't like the terrifying sci-fi. I'd rather see the good parts of space.
Well, tell you the truth.
Please.
Eight out of 10, on a scale from 1 to 10, 8 of those situations, and probably in real life in outer space, it's going to be it's going to be precarious. It's going to be it's going to be challenging.
Yeah, and, I see that.
It's going to be nip and tuck. You know what I'm saying? Because if you're not engaged, by enemy vessel, you're going to be, 15, 20 light years away from away from where you need to be.
Well, we're the new kid on the block. We're the rookies. I mean, compared to everyone else, we're the rookies.
Yeah, we are. Yeah, we are. But we're brought up to speed pretty fast. And now, since we're manufacturing our own vessels and training our own crews, it's...
But they're going to look at us as just like the Europeans looked at the Americans in the 40s and 50s. You bunch of arrogants, you think you own the world, you think your crap doesn't stink. That's exactly what's going to happen in space. You humans... What is it with you humans,
Yeah, because part of them, most of the ones that I hear that are in space, they know about they know about God, but if the thing here on Earth is it doesn't seem like it, but from what I gather, he's revered more here than in outer space.
I get what you're trying to say, and Will, way to dance around it. Good job.
Yeah.
I understand exactly what you're saying. But yeah, I can't watch the aliens and all that stuff. It's just too creepy. But what makes me mad, again, I'm going to talk about what makes me mad because I'm mad, is the space travel that we saw in Star Trek, the original series. All this cool, to go out and to discover these new worlds and all these adventures. People like you and I are never going to get to do that. Even if that is happening right now, and it probably, like you say, it probably is, normal people will never get to experience that. And I'm mad about that. I want my flying car that they kept telling us from the 30s all the way up, that in the future, the year 1999, the average man won't walk, he'll fly in his flying car. Where's my flying car?
Don't be too sure of that.
All this technology has been kept from us, has been weaponized, has been used by the elite, and kept from the useless eaters. That's you and me.
Don't be too sure of that, because all we need is a plan.